with SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Hundreds of thousands are without power as Tropical Depression Francine heads north from Louisiana into Mississippi and Alabama. The National Hurricane Center's Jamie Rome says the danger posed by the storm is far from over, even though it's no longer a hurricane or a tropical storm.
It moves briskly up the Mississippi River Valley over the next several days, and it weakens from the traditional wind perspective, but it doesn't weaken from the rainfall perspective.
And that could result in flooding. More than 382,000 utility customers in Louisiana without power, 61,000 plus in Mississippi, and roughly 14,000 in Alabama, according to PowerOutage.us. Also at SRNNews.com, he saw the writing on the wall, House Speaker Mike Johnson scuttling plans for a vote on a funding bill for the government for 6 months when the new fiscal year kicks in October 1st.
No vote today because we're in the consensus building business here in Congress with small majorities. That's what you do. That's what I've been doing since I became Speaker. We're having thoughtful conversations, family conversations within the Republican Conference, and I believe we'll get there. So people have concerns about all sorts of things. That's how the process works, and sometimes it takes a little more time.
The measure included a provision to require proof of citizenship for those registering to vote. SpaceX making history again. This time it's the first commercial spacewalk. It took place this morning when billionaire tech entrepreneur Jared Isaacman ventured outside, hundreds of miles above the Earth. Wholesale prices up 0.2% July to August. Prices rose 1.7% from a year ago, fueling speculation the Fed will start trimming interest rates next week. And on Wall Street, the Dow is 32 points higher, the Nasdaq up 40 points. This is SRN News. A religious freedom battle in Michigan.
Bethany Christian Services used to work for the state government helping resettled refugees, but Michigan officials have killed all contracts with BCS because the ministry requires that employees abide by its statement of faith. So BCS is going to court, releasing a statement saying, quote, federal law is clear, and the courts have repeatedly affirmed that nonprofit organizations like ours can hire staff and select leaders who share the organization's faith mission. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal appeals court has upheld a lower court ruling. It blocks Arizona from enforcing a 2022 law. It bans boys from playing on girls' school sports teams. Three-judge panel of the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals agreed with the lower court that before puberty, there are no significant differences between boys and girls in athletic performance. The case will now be sent back to the lower court, and the law will remain blocked while the case is litigated. This is SRN News. Plans for a statewide drug prevention program in Kentucky.
Kentucky Attorney General Russell Coleman has unveiled the plans, saying the youth-focused initiative will fill a hole in the state's fight against an addiction epidemic. Coleman presented the details to the Kentucky Opioid Abatement Advisory Commission. The group approved his request to make a $3.6 million investment over 2 years to implement the plan. More than 1,900 people in Kentucky died last year from a drug overdose, but that was down 9.8% from the previous year. John Scott reporting.
An estimated 67.1 million people watched the presidential debate between Kamala Harris and Donald Trump. That's a sharp increase from the June debate that eventually led to President Biden dropping out of the race. The debate was run by ABC, but Nielsen says it was shown on 17 different networks. The Trump-Biden debate drew 51.3 million viewers. More details, SRNNews.com.